We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We just thought we would just jump right into the show with the music. I mean, that's the best we can do when a computer crashes and you don't have the show open. Then you just have to just jump into the show. Hey, I'm Scoot. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and you heard about the tornado warning in effect for much of the New Orleans area. And there's a thunderstorm stretching from Metairie all the way to Arabie. That's one hell of a storm. So this tornado warning is in effect until 1:30 this afternoon. So, you know, more violent weather moving through the area, and depending on where you are right now, you might be in some really violent rain right now. In downtown New Orleans, it's cloudy. There's darkness all around, but it's not really raining. Maybe a few sprinkles in the city, but that's about it. But I see the possibility of rain coming in just a little while, and then you heard the forecast with Alexander Cranford. May get some more tonight and maybe a little bit tomorrow, but then by Thursday, it's going to be nice. So this is like really great news because we're heading for what's going to be a beautiful weekend. And don't let this weather bum you out at this point. It's going to be really, really nice by the weekend. Well, once again, we have a lot to talk about on the show this afternoon. The FDA has approved expanding the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children 12 to 15. Will you get your kids vaccinated? If you had kids, would you get them vaccinated? Also, a House committee in the Louisiana legislature has rejected legislation that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. It's 2021. What is the justification for discriminating against someone because of their sexual orientation or because of gender identity? And also, I think there's a test to be taken here. Are you really seriously a true conservative? So we're going to talk about that on the show this hour. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow says that she became a real heavy drinker during the COVID shutdown. It was her way of coping. She was drinking seven nights a week, and it was her way of dealing with the stress and the isolation of the lockdown. At the height of the pandemic, did you develop any bad habits? What did you do? Good or bad, what did you do to cope with everything that was going on? And now that things are changing and things have lightened up in terms of the mandates and the restrictions, are you maintaining any of those same habits? I'll tell you something that I learned about working from home that is going to change my behavior if we eventually end up back at the station. I'm still in the studio in my apartment in downtown New Orleans. But if we end up back at the station, I'm going to have a different attitude about a couple of things. And maybe you've noticed the same kind of thing. But I've learned some things that I didn't think about before. So we'll talk about things that you may have learned. Also, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is pushing to end federal unemployment benefits for everybody in Mississippi as a way of forcing more people to go back to work. Mississippi is among four states ending federal supplement benefits in hopes of starting up the economy. Is this a good idea? Are you getting more money to stay home? I know people in Mississippi who are in the restaurant business and managers, and even in one case, an owner is chopping up onions in the kitchen because they can't find help. And you know that's the problem here in Louisiana, French Quarter, all over this area. We have a lot of job openings and not enough people to fill those jobs, and much of it has to do with wait staff people. So there's a problem. So is it a good idea to end these things? So we're going to talk about that. Also, one of the manifestations of this whole shutdown, as inconvenient as it has been, you know, it might actually lead to an increase in pay in the marketplace. And there are companies that are increasing the hourly wage and offering bonuses. And there's one company in particular that's telling you that if you stay there for 3.5 years, you could be making up to $100,000 a year after just being with the company 3.5 years. But it's going to take some work on your part. You know, you're going to have to apply yourself. But anyway, I think that the pandemic is going to have some interesting ramifications on all of this. So we'll talk about that in just a little while. And also, so Jennifer Lopez just, you know, she jumps away from A-Rod. The sheets are still warm, and she's back with Ben Affleck. And they had a relationship a few years ago. In fact, they were engaged for, what, maybe 3 or 4 years? Two or three years. They were actually engaged. So apparently Ben Affleck and J-Lo are back together again. Did you ever get back with, or did you ever try to get back with someone you broke up with? And how did that work out? Did it go well? Are you with somebody and then you break up and then you get back with them? How does that work out? And is it going to work for Ben Affleck and J-Lo? I don't know. Also, a little bit later, we're going to have to drop the hammer once again on Tucker Carlson. If he would just stop doing this stuff, then we'd stop dropping the hammer on him. And I want again remind you that there is, in fact, let me pull this up and read it officially. I'm just getting more on this right now. There's a tornado warning in effect for New Orleans. And the, let's see if I can pull this up. It is, it's about a severe thunderstorm capable of a tornado activity located near Araby or Metairie, and it's moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. The storm will remain mainly over these areas and west central Orleans, including Lakefront Airport, I-10 between mile marker 238, 240, 242, and I-610 at mile marker 3 and 4. So a tornado warning is in effect. So just be aware of that. It remains in effect until 1:30, and we'll bring you any updates that we have on that. And, of course, we've got the information on our website at WWL.com. So let's say good afternoon to our senior studio producer and assistant brand manager of WWL, Ian Hoke.
What's up, man?
Hey.
This computer is killing me.
What happened?
It was just like right before we started the show. It just went out. Just turned off.
You know what?
Just turned itself off.
You know what? It's those damn Russians.
That's what I thought. It made a sort of like, sound.
It's the Russians. I mean, they screw with our elections. They screw with our computer. We can't even open the show the way we want to. They're trying to disrupt us.
Rude. Well, I got it turned back on, and now we can play commercials and
cool.
stuff. But we did have to crash right into Tuesday afternoon there, but that's okay. Hey, I got a couple early texts for you.
Okay.
Here's one that says, not me, but my boyfriend almost drank himself to death during the pandemic. Luckily, he has recovered and is doing better each and every single day. I am beyond proud of him. That is from Allison. Thank you, Allison.
Allison, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Here's another. I'm getting a lot about restaurants. Here's one that says, it's not that the restaurants can't find help. It's that people are tired of working for starvation wages. If they can't find help, they need to raise wages. Supply and demand cuts both ways.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's going to come from all of this. I think it's going to be a positive thing, and I want to tell you about this company. And they've got a restaurant here in New Orleans. They'll tell you that if you stay there 3.5 years, there's a possibility that you're going to make $100,000 a year if you apply yourself and you work hard. You know, I think there are people who. And I love having this conversation because I think there are people who think, well, if I was paid more, I'd work harder. But it really doesn't work that way. Because if you don't work hard, you're not going to get a bonus. You're not going to get promoted. If you don't work hard, then, you know, you're not going to be where you want to be. It's kind of like the rookie that's playing on a rookie contract in the NFL. And the rookie's thinking, well, if, you know, this is a rookie contract. I mean, if they paid me more, I'd gain more yards. No. When you're a rookie, you gain as many yards as you can, And then you get to the point where you get the big contract because you worked hard. So it's all about that. I think sometimes people don't always understand what it takes to make it. And you know, somebody's not going to come and give you a raise just to give you a raise. You earn it. So we'll talk about that on the show this afternoon. All right, let's do another one.
The bad habit that I developed during the pandemic was listening to Scoot.
Well, that is a bad habit.
You should see somebody about that.
Yeah, I think there are meetings that are starting to help people.
Get help, man.
Yeah, you have to admit that you're addicted and you've got a problem. And yeah. They talk about trying to control the things in your life that you can control. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. And as you know, you can't control what Scoot says. So don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
No, it doesn't.
You know, just
it doesn't. And look, a lot of people have this problem, and it is a, you know, I'm. You know, I guess in a way it's good for me that it's an addiction, but in a way it's, you know, I feel badly for people who are truly addicted.
Yeah. Just to be clear, lots and lots and lots of people have this same problem.
Yeah.
Paperwork bears that out.
I know. You can hear it in the people that call up and disagree. I mean, it's not like they're actually, it doesn't sound like they're actually enjoying the show. It's like a bad drunk. They get really
wasted. Wish I could quit
I'm really drunk. I hate it, but I've got to drink.
Just got to turn the radio on.
Hey, but you know what? But for those of you who, for those of you who love the show, yeah, we love you. And for those of you who don't love me or love what I, you know, my opinions, and you love the show, you know, that's the key, right? Oh, by the way, I think I've got an epic Tuesday text-off song selected. An epic Tuesday text-off. I can't wait to see the results of this song.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to tell you what the song is, but it was released by the original artist on this day, I don't know, 19... Wait, I'll find it. It was originally released by the original artist who did it on this day in, 1968. And I remembered as a teenager. And it was covered. The original and the cover are totally different. And it's going to be really interesting to see how this one turns out. It has one of the most absurd lines of lyrics in a song. I mean, the lyrics, this one line in the song, it's really kind of stupid. And it's perfect for, it deals with a baked item and a rainy day. So it kind of fits today. So we're going to have fun with that. That's going to be at about 2:50. And so if you're new to the show, we play one song, song A and song B. One is an original, one is a cover. You, the audience, gets to decide which is better, song A or song B, the original or the cover. And so we'll tell you more about that. That'll be at about 2:50 this afternoon. Okay, if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. 40 years ago today, Bob Marley died. And he was just such a revolutionary artist. I mean, and revolutionary in terms of his politics as well as his music, but he was just phenomenal. The album Exodus is one of the few albums that I can listen to beginning to end and just listen to every song on it. It's one of those albums. And this is one of the songs from Exodus. So we'll be talking more about that in 3 o'clock hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL. Any political conservatives that support a landlord's right to discriminate against a renter because of their sexual orientation or gender identity is not a real conservative. Now, this is going to make many conservatives uncomfortable. But it's really not fair to wear the badge of conservative ideology if you really blatantly defy the ideology. Conservative and liberal. These are convenient, popular banners. But let's start calling out those who don't really represent the political banner they're so proud to wave for everybody to see. The Louisiana legislature has once again exposed itself as a political body that is ripe with hypocrisy and void of contemporary concepts. In Baton Rouge, a House committee has rejected legislation that would have prohibited discrimination in housing because of an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. Representative Amy Freeman of New Orleans voluntarily deferred the bill that would have elevated Louisiana to be within federal law, pointing out that companies like Chevron, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, AT&T, Hewlett-Packard, Bank of America, Verizon, all have language that will protect their employees. And I just want to say, and this was from the representative, and I just want to make sure that we add the same language to Louisiana law. The director of the Louisiana Fair Housing Action Center, Maxwell Sergio, shares a story of a woman who was kicked out of her apartment because her girlfriend came over to spend time with her. The tenant was harassed by the landlord, who told her, "You should be having sex with me, then you'd know what you're missing." The visits with her girlfriend continued. The landlord eventually terminated her lease. Representative Danny McCormick of Oil City, Louisiana, condemned the new legislation in the legislature by supporting the idea that landlords should have the right to refuse to rent to anyone. In an article posted on the WWL radio website, WWL.com, Representative McCormick is quoted as saying, "If they have a different belief system and they have an apartment upstairs, do they not have any choice in who they rent to?" Well, Representative McCormick, you have a right to that point of view. But if you're supporting the government allowing discrimination based on what an individual does in the privacy of their bedroom, then you do not have the right to call yourself a conservative. Now, this is not about all conservatives or all Republicans. Please make this distinction. This is about those who misuse the title of being a conservative. So if it doesn't apply to you, don't get mad. Don't get upset. Don't take it personally. But it's time that we start holding people accountable to the ideology that they're so proud to wear. And a real believer in conservative ideology would never, never support government intervention into an individual's private life. So don't claim to be a conservative if you don't respect conservative ideology. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. We talk about this a lot. It's okay to be a conservative, but, you know, really be a conservative. And this is why there are so many people just like me. There are a lot of people who are socially liberal, but fiscally conservative. That's me. I'm for welfare reform. I'm for personal accountability on every level. You're responsible for your actions. You don't get something for nothing. You work for it. There are people who need help. Let's help them. But we don't need to help everybody, especially those who can help themselves. I'm for smaller government, lower taxes. I have a lot in common with conservative ideology. But if I support same-sex marriage, a lot of conservatives deem me some kind of a wacko liberal. How does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. So I don't let it bother me. But this is the dilemma that many conservatives have. They claim to be conservatives, but they're not really. Because really, they're trying to tell other people how to lead their lives, and they're trying to use the government to tell people how to lead their lives. How does that fit with conservative ideology? You know, true conservatives like William F. Buckley, I mean, this guy would have never understood this. So I think we just need to start calling people out. You know, you're either conservative or you're not, but you can't be conservative. You can't be for government intervention. And we've talked about that in relation to legalizing marijuana. We're talking about something done in the privacy of somebody's home that they personally make a decision to do or not do. And so you want the government to intrude on their personal lives? In fact, let me just explain this even in even more graphic terms. The 2003 Supreme Court decision, Lawrence versus the state of Texas, that was the Supreme Court decision that outlawed any ban on sodomy in America because it's unconstitutional. Any law, any anti-sodomy law, including the ones we have on the books here in Louisiana, are unconstitutional. Based on that case, 2003, Lawrence versus the state of Texas. The case that got to the Supreme Court was initiated by a man who had a gay neighbor. He didn't like his gay neighbor because he was gay. The guy looked into his neighbor. He was a peeping Tom. He was spying on his neighbor. He was looking into his neighbor's bedroom. And as soon as he saw his neighbor having sex with his boyfriend, he called the police on a false weapons charge, claiming that he saw weapons. Well, maybe he would define those as weapons. I don't know. But he claimed that they had weapons. It was a false claim. But that's what led the police over to the house. And they were arrested under the sodomy law in the state of Texas. So how is that conservative ideology? And there are conservatives that support anti-sodomy laws. In fact, I think it's so ridiculous that our legislature here in Louisiana a couple of years ago missed the opportunity to remove the anti-sodomy law from the books. We still have, it's still, according to the Louisiana law, it's still against the law to participate in sodomy. And we know that that goes both ways, you know. But it's still against the law. And the legislature ignored the Supreme Court decision and kept that on the books. They had a chance to wipe it off the books here, but in their infinite wisdom, they decided not to. So it's a meaningless law. It doesn't matter. You can participate in all of that in the state of Louisiana or anywhere you want in America because it is unconstitutional to have an anti-sodomy law. So, again, are you a real conservative? Are you conservative in every way? And if you're conservative in every way, then you really cannot logically be for government intrusion into somebody's life when it comes to private matters like this. And I know this is uncomfortable because there are so many conservatives who are so proud of what they stand for. But, you know, you're not really a conservative if you're for the government controlling people's private lives. And so it's okay for you to have the views that you have, but don't call yourself a conservative. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, it's 504-260-1870. Ray in New Orleans East, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Stu?
I'm good, Ray.
Great. Well, look, you know, I told you I would call you when you start talking about these companies that they need all these jobs, right?
Yeah.
You're right. So what we're going to do to satisfy you, and you're probably most likely going to hear about me on the news, we're going to get together in a news conference at some of those businesses who claim they need so many employees. We're going to go there with a crowd of people, and we're going to sign up some folk. And I guarantee you, if they take two people out of that 50 or 60 people and work them part-time, nobody want to work part-time for no $8.50 an hour. That's what they got to understand. Then you ask them, if you want people to work, put $11 an hour. I'm going to pay you $11 an hour for you to sweep floors, stock shelves, work the kitchen, whatever. They want to pay you $8.50 an hour. That's what people got to understand, is that slave wages.
Ray, I understand. We're going to talk a little more about this in the next hour.
But I
understand that there is this call to raise the minimum wage, and it may be time to do that because there was a time when the minimum wage was raised to $7.25 an hour. So it's not as if the minimum wage has always stayed at the same spot. there are people who are benefiting from not working, and we shouldn't have a system that rewards not working over working. But we have a system that does exactly that.
People got to have a living wage.
Understand. And, Ray, I think the positive thing is that I really believe that what we're seeing now with companies voluntarily raising wages, like Walmart's. The Walmarts are raising the hourly wages of employees.
You can't look at Walmart, though, Scoop. Walmart making billions of dollars.
But the point is that they're not forced to do it. The government's not forcing them to do it. They're doing it on their own. And maybe it starts there and trickles down. But I think we're going to see an increase in hourly wages, and their companies offering bonuses. Again, more on this in the next hour. Ray, I appreciate the call. Good luck with your crusade. Just make sure it's a peaceful one. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WWL.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
I'm very confused by your argument. You think that it's a conservative position to give up property rights, but it's not a conservative, your argument doesn't make sense. You understand that, right? Like, property rights are more important to conservatives than anything. A property owner should be able to decide who can rent and who can't rent his property. You think the government deciding that is a more conservative position? That makes no sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to me. If you rent, you are part of doing business in America. And there are rules about discriminating when it comes to doing business in America. You don't have to rent. It's a choice you make. You make the choice to be a rent, to be a landlord and to rent your property.
Okay,
so you have to be a fair, in my opinion, you should be a fair renter.
And you are. Then you are the one who takes all the risk as the landlord.
It doesn't matter. What you're doing is look, I know this is not comfortable for you, Bob, but you're asking
on it, but don't make it seem like it's not a conservative position, because that's absolutely ridiculous.
It's not. It's not a conservative opinion if you're asking the government to pass laws that control what people do in their bedroom. And the only thing that differentiates you from a homosexual is what they do in their bedroom. I didn't hear the last thing.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear it because I spoke over you, but, you know, and I'm sorry about that, but your argument makes no sense, man.
Well, we'll disagree on that. We'll disagree on that, Bob.
You're just wrong. There's no agree or disagree. Think someone's sexual identity overrides property rights.
No, you're confusing property rights with somebody being in the business of renting. So you're the one who's confused.
Yes, that's a property right, though. You own a property, right?
Then you decide to participate in business in America, and there are rules that you must follow. Are there no rules that any landlords have to follow? Are there any laws that control anything that landlords do? Of course there are.
Barely any in Louisiana.
But there are some. So what about your property rights argument there? Why are there any?
Well, there are some, like zoning codes, so you don't build on your neighbor's property, which may complete sense.
Well, there shouldn't be. Based on your argument, there shouldn't be.
No. I'm not a libertarian. I believe rights, that we need laws. Conservatives are law and order, dude.
It's really hard to believe. Like, hey, wait a minute. It is impossible to believe that when you look at January the 6th. It's impossible to believe that when you see so much of what is going on. I'm sorry, Bob, but if you're going to be, I didn't hear it.
How many people died on January 6th? Can you answer that question?
Bob, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. I mean, I'm not, this is just, it's a moot point. And I believe, look, my opinion is you don't have a right to call yourself a conservative if you're for the government passing judgment on what you do in your bedroom. And the only thing that differentiates somebody like Bob from a homosexual is what they do in their bedroom, not what they do at work, what they do in their bedroom. And if you want the government to be involved in making that decision about that or about getting married or whatever, then I don't think you're a true conservative. Now, of course, that is my opinion. I wrote a blog about this. Are you sure you're a real conservative when it comes to LGBTQ issues? It's on our website at WWL.com. So, you know, here's this landlord, according to this story. Here's this landlord that tells this woman that she should be having sex with him and not her girlfriend. because he just doesn't think that that's appropriate, and he doesn't want to rent to her. And so what does he consider them, to be bad or something? Stop passing judgment on others. If you are a true conservative, you don't care what anybody else does. And as far as property rights go, then there should be absolutely no zoning laws or nothing concerning property rights if you're really a true conservative, if that's the definition of being a true conservative. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. I just don't understand justification today for discriminating against anybody because of what they do in their bedroom. Because there may be heterosexuals that do stuff in their bedrooms that even other heterosexuals might not agree with. Let's go to Gentile. Calvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a quick comment on, I've been a landlord in the city for years, and it's just, it's similar to the employment law. You can not have someone rent from you if maybe they're making noise, or, you know, maybe if they have too many animals, or they're not keeping the place clean. The only thing is you can't refuse or discriminate based on someone's religion, race, or gender, or beliefs, or whatever it is. Those are this is what we're talking about. So I think the last caller had it. It was right in a way. Yes, landlords and owners want, want some decisions on their own, but we can't discriminate based on these protected rights. And that's what the discussion is. Someone has their own privacy. That's protected, or that should be.
It should be protected. That's right. Okay. Well, how would somebody? And I wonder how many people would argue. Let's say there's a liberal landlord and you have guns, and the landlord doesn't want to rent to you because you have guns. But then you say, well, wait a minute, what about the Second Amendment?
You know, to me, that's a right. The Second Amendment is a right. And you should be able to just, as long as they're paying their rent and being, you know, doing everything else right. Until they violate something, then you should not have to. You should be barred from discriminating against them.
I agree with you, Calvin.
And that's what people need to understand. We're trying to stop discrimination. It's too much of it. Right. Whether it's in
you don't have to. If you're not comfortable participating in the American business process, then don't open a business or don't become a landlord. Exactly. That is a choice that's a choice people make. You don't have to make that choice
to be a landlord and to participate in commerce. So you have to play by the rules, and that's a good rule.
Yeah. Calvin, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your insight as a landlord. Here is an email that says, you, meaning me, are so far off the subject. They, I think that means conservatives, do not want government help. They should not be forced to rent to anyone. Keep government out. Also, they can do whatever they want in their bedroom. However, when you're renting, it's not your bedroom. It's the owner's bedroom. I do know creepy landlords that use excuses to get into a female's apartment who they're running to because they really want to, like, see them naked and things like that. They want to catch them by surprise. Yeah. I've actually witnessed a case of that. Well, he didn't succeed because I was there. But he was trying to get in to see the renter, my girlfriend. And this landlord in this story about how he said, well, you know, telling the female renter, well, if you went to bed with me, if you had sex with me, then you'd know what you're missing and you wouldn't be doing it with your girlfriend. The guy was jealous. He was jealous that this girl wasn't paying attention to him. And so he wants to kick her out. Why do we discriminate? Look, again, it's you rent. I'm not an expert on rentals and property ownership. I'm not an expert in that. But I do know this. We live in America, and there are certain rules, and I think one of the rules, this is not established yet, But I personally think that one of the rules should be that you don't discriminate against somebody because of their sexual orientation. I just don't think that I don't think that's necessary. I don't think you do that. Because, again, that crosses over into a very, very personal, private aspect of somebody's life. You got a comment. The Oakland Jeweler, Hope and Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Happy birthday today to Eric Burden of the Animals. Eric Burden, 80 years old today. These were kind of the bad boys of the British invasion. You know, they're kind of rough looking. They didn't look all clean and pure like the Beatles. They were the Animals. And then there was the name. Just look a little rough. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, whether it's race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, the theme on this show is equal rights. I'm not for one particular group. I'm for equality. And it seems like that's something that not everybody is for these days. And I don't understand judgment, especially when it comes to privacy issues. And what goes on in the life of a homosexual is a privacy issue. They're not doing it in your house. They're not doing it in the driveway. They're doing it in their apartment. And I told you about the case that led to the Supreme Court ruling that anti-sodomy laws are unconstitutional. A neighbor looked in the window and saw his neighbor with another man and called police on a false weapons charge because he wanted to get him busted on the sodomy law. And that's what led to the Supreme Court decision. So, you know, let's just stay out of people's private lives. And if you're a true conservative, you understand that. Have you started doing anything because of the pandemic that was a bad habit or good? We'll talk about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.